A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, coming to his hometown, Jesus taught the people in their synagogue in such a way that they were astonished and said, "Where did the man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? This is the carpenter's son, surely. Is not his mother the woman called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Jude? His sisters too, are they not all here with us? So where did the man get it all?" And they would not accept him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country and in his own house." And he did not work many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Through an accident of history and translation, Joseph's work has come down to us as being that of a carpenter. This is ever highlighted in books and movies. The Greek is tekton, from which we get our words like technician, technology, technical. It indicates a craftsperson, someone who, in those ages, would have fulfilled the roles of engineer, technician, and artist. We might look to the great cathedrals of the Middle Ages or great buildings of ancient times and wonder how on earth they were constructed without modern tools. Skill lies not in the tools. It lies in the ability of the craftsperson, and always has. So Joseph and Jesus were all round craftspersons, knowing the properties of stone, metal, and wood, crafting from the smallest household need to the greatest of structures. And certainly that would have been part of Jesus' early experience. As soon as he was strong enough to handle the basic tools, he would have helped in Joseph's work. From that age, around 6, he would have spent most of his time in Joseph's company and less time in Mary's. Traveling with Joseph to Sepphoris and Caesarea Philippi in the vicinity of Nazareth, and taking part in the great constructions Herod had initiated to turn that northern region around Galilee into a playground of pagan magnificence. This work often led to the people of Nazareth being regarded as compromised in their Jewishness. Maybe some of that shines through even in Nazareth itself, as we've heard, where those who were not skilled enough to be traveling to these cities were jealous of those who found employ in those expanding places of wealth and licentiousness. Yet Joseph's greatest skill is what he imparted to Jesus in terms of humanity and humility. A part of that skill was Joseph believing in a dream and fostering to adulthood a boy child not his own, and whose nature he could not understand. Joseph was greatly skilled in embracing what was other, subject to rejection, ridicule, and injustice. Jesus' human experience of Joseph's acceptance helped him stand in the face of rejection, persecution by institutionalized religion, and oppressive government. Joseph's example opened the humanity of Jesus to his own divinity, helped build the bridge so that the child could blossom in his true being as Son of God. Joseph's skill was in helping Jesus build that bridge to his true self and mission. Joseph then was the first pontifex, or bridge builder of our community of faith, all because Joseph believed in a dream. In liturgical history, today's feast was established from a feast of Saint Joseph, which previously floated around the Easter season. This was done by Pius XII in 1955. clearly giving spiritual focus to the worker commemoration, which arose from a worker strike and excessive government countermeasures in Chicago of the USA in 1866. It is called the Haymarket Affair, which started on the 1st of May of that year. This later united all socialist and communist workers' organizations around the date and gave us International Workers' Day. And yes, there is the solidarity of the tech known with contemporary workers. Since Joseph must have known rejection and ridicule for following the dream given to him about Jesus. The question we have to ask is, where our solidarity is with Joseph the technon, who nurtured and built bridges to and in his fostered son? Are we increasing our skill in an era of separation and renewed ridicule and persecution of all which is not familiar to our limited experience of the world, so as to build bridges? Sometimes the building materials for those bridges are the walls we have so carefully crafted between ourselves and those we regard as other. As, in this time, we await the election of a successor of Peter, let us ask St. Joseph to grant him the skill of bridge building. Let us include ourselves in that request. You can never have too many skilled bridge builders. Amen.